She Might Have Been an Angel, page 20. I sat in the corner of the living room by myself, feeling overwhelmed as usual. Then a beautiful woman with long black hair and a flowy white outfit caught my eye across the room. She looked like something out of a movie. I couldn't take my eyes off of her. She walked towards me, closer and closer, until she knelt down in front of me and asked me if I could sit next to her. I didn't know what to say, but she was already sitting down, so I didn't really have to answer. She looked at me and said, "I'm Phoebe. You're not feeling good, are you?" "No, I just have to sit quietly and breathe in and out." I said this because the psychologist told me to. "Breathing's good," she said, and then went to ask me whether I wanted to know why I didn't feel good. "It's because I'm too sensitive," I said. "Yes, you're sensitive, all right, but you're not too much of anything," she said, and then started laughing. Her laugh was contagious, and I couldn't help but laugh as well. We sat there for quite a while and just giggled and laughed as she pretended to tickle me. Then she said, "You just feel things very deeply and pick up on other people's feelings and emotions. A lot of what you're feeling isn't really you. It's what other people in the room are feeling." Then she gave me some advice for the future. She said I was to pay attention to how I was feeling when I was with other people. If suddenly I felt different, this was a clue that I might be picking up other people's emotions. All I had to do was remind myself that those feelings weren't mine and let them flow through me. Then she said she needed to mingle, gave me a hug goodbye, and walked off. I never saw Phoebe again after that day. I wanted to. I was hoping to see her often. So I asked my mom who she was and if she could invite her back sometime soon. But my mother had no idea who I was talking about. For all I knew, she could have been an angel stopping by to help a little girl.